It's Amy's Table, a girl's guide to living with Amy Tobin on Q102. Pull up a chair and join us.
Meathead Goldwyn is the authority on all things barbecue, grilling, and smoking, and he has put together his second annual AmazingRibs.com Gold Medal Gift Guide. And he's joining me on Amy's Table today to help us find just the right gift for the griller, smoker, and barbecuer in our life. Welcome back to Amy's Table, Meathead.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you again, Amy.
Well, I learn so much from you every time, and I'm sure today will be no exception.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of grillers and smokers and barbecuers out there, and there are some good toys and tools that make their lives easier. And since the vast majority of them seem to be guys, and guys love toys and tools, we put together a Christmas list for them, a holiday shopping guide.
And I love it because not only do you divide it by categories, but also by price range, which is really nice because sometimes, you know, money does know limits. And, you know, we're looking for something great at a reasonable price.
Yeah, we've got stocking stuffers. All right, here, let's start with a good stocking stuffer. A lot of people put on their barbecue sauce with a paintbrush, and those bristle brushes are really hard to get clean and get pasteurized and make them safe.
Mm-hmm.
The current version of a good sauce brush is made out of silicon, and bakers know this. They use it for butter and for other, for, you know, puff pastry. But these silicon brushes, you can get them for $10, and they really load up with sauce, and they're easy to clean in the dishwasher. A good, inexpensive gift.
That's a great one.
Suede welder's gloves. You can buy them on Amazon. You know, on our gift guide, you go to AmazingRibs.com, and right on the homepage, we've got a link to it. And we have a link in our gift guide to sources to buy all these. But suede welder's gloves you can get at any auto supply store. Amazon's got them. But welders wear these really heavy-duty suede gloves, and they're so well insulated, you can actually pick up charcoals in your hand. And when you want to pick up a hot grill grate, there's no substitute. They have fingers. Mitts are not as good. Fingers are better. And you can get those for about $19-$20.
Now, I love this because that not only works around the grill, but how about if you have a fire pit out in the backyard and you feel like adjusting the fire pit a little bit, you could practically reach right in.
Yeah, and you know, they work indoors too.
Yep.
When you want to move that top shelf to the middle.
That's good. That's a good one.
In the $20 to $50 range, this is 2016. Every cook, indoors or out, needs a good digital instant read thermometer. Nothing will improve your cooking better than a digital instant read thermometer. The old dial instant read thermometers were anything but instant. They took 30 seconds. They're not accurate. The new models, there's one that I like called Thermopop, costs $29. It registers precisely in 4 seconds. It's kind of cool looking. You'll never overcook a steak again. You'll never undercook poultry again, which is risky.
Right.
Every kitchen should have one. $30 or so is all you got to spend.
Now, I noticed something else in this price range on your gift list. It's Meathead, the science of great barbecuing and grilling.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to toot my own horn, but thank you. Yeah. My book has done very well. It's made the New York Times bestseller list. Amazon named it one of the 10 best cookbooks of the year. So did the BBC and the Chicago Tribune and Wired magazine. So it's a good book. And if they're into outdoor cooking, it's much more than recipes. It explains what heat is, what smoke is, how they interact with food. A really good both textbook and recipe book.
And I concur. I tell you every time I speak with you, and I'm not just blowing smoke, pardon my pun, but I really do. I think it's a terrific book, and I learn a lot from it.
I'm flattered. Thank you. Here's a fun one. A really regional, Kansas City sauce is the classic sweet red barbecue sauce, but in South Carolina, barbecue sauce is often mustard-based and yellow. And there are places in Texas where it's very thin. Places in the North Carolina where it's very vinegary. And they're all based in our history and our culture. And the culture of American barbecue, the history of American barbecue, is the culture of America. And so this barbecue merchant asked me to select a dozen sauces, and he's selling them 12 barbecue sauces for $100 from all over the country that are really exemplary of their regional style. And they're not all made in a warehouse somewhere in Chicago. They're all made in the region where they come from.
Oh, that is a great, that's a great gift and a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some are great for brisket, some are great for ribs, and it's a taste of America.
Mm-hmm. Do you know off the top of your head what the one from Western Kentucky tastes like?
Yeah, well, of course, it's moonlight.
Oh, there you go. And there you go. A little boozy action happening.
Yeah, yeah. Western Kentucky, the Moonlight Diner is just a classic, and it's a Worcestershire-based.
Oh, okay.
So it's really distinctive, and it's usually used on mutton.
Interesting. So you can really get a whole taste of the U.S. with this. This is that's a great, fun idea for a foodie.
Yeah. And now here's the hottest new thing. If you haven't heard of sous vide cooking, we're not going to take the time to explain it, but sous vide cooking is the newest technique in cooking where the food is placed in a Ziploc bag, slipped into a pot of water, and then the water is heated to precisely the temperature you want the food to be cooked at. And you can never overcook it. If you want a perfectly medium rare steak, 130 degrees, you put it in 130 degree water, and this device holds the water at the precise temperature, a sous vide cooker. And my favorite is a device called Joule, J-O-U-L-E, and they sell for $200. And when they come out of the sous vide, they're absolutely perfectly cooked. They're tender and they're juicy, but they're ugly.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
And they don't have a crust. So now you throw it on the grill or into a hot pan and you sear it and you build that crust. And it's just spectacular.
So the cooking's been done.
Great technique.
Yeah. So the cooking's been done via sous vide, and then you just char it on the grill.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do a deep dark sear on a hot grill or in a hot cast iron pan, and it's really a great technique of cooking. I call it the marriage of water and fire.
I love it. That's very cool. Well, you know how when you get the Neiman Marcus catalog every year, there's some gift that's totally over the top, you know, just a dream gift. If you had to choose a dream gift, what would be your sort of over the top thing from this list?
Right now, I think my favorite new grill came out this year from good old fashioned Weber. You know, they just don't make junk at Weber. Sometimes they're not cutting edge. Some of the other companies are a little ahead of them technically. But they came out with a unit in spring called the Weber Summit Charcoal Grill. And it's an upgrade from the great old Weber kettle. It's $1,700. But it is just really everything. It does grilling. It does smoking. It can sear beautifully. It competes with things like the Big Green Egg as a Kamado style, and it's just an all-round, all-purpose, great grill. I for somebody who really likes to cook, both grill and smoke, that's the one to get them.
There you go. That'll make their eyes light up at about $1,700. And then for something completely different, for somebody who wanted to enter the smoker, you know, realm for the holidays, what's an affordable one that you might suggest?
Well, the Pit Barrel Cooker, $300, delivered to your door, no assembly. It's just a 30-gallon steel drum, but it's very cleverly engineered with the airflow so that you pretty much just fill the basket at the bottom with charcoal, light it, and walk away. It controls its own temperature pretty darn well, and it smokes ribs, brisket, pulled pork just beautifully. And at $300 right out of the right to your door.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I'm reading in the notes on it, it does pizza too. Is this something that can act like a pizza oven?
Yeah, it can. It's not my first choice for pizza.
Okay.
But yes, it can do pizza.
Okay. And is that something that you ever talk about or think about? Do you recommend pizza ovens?
Oh gosh, I have a real pizza oven out in my backyard. It's not on this list because we wanted to keep the list modestly priced.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
$200. There's a company named Pizza Party out of Florence, Italy, and they'll ship it to you right out of Firenze, and it's a real pizza oven, just like at your downtown pizza joints. Really cooks beautifully. It's got a base that's like concrete. It heats up to 700-800 degrees. Wood burner, just tremendous. Call Pizza Party. You can Google them, and they ship from Italy. And I think it's for around $1,400 right to your door. I love them.
Wow. So actually, I mean, that's still pricey, but not as bad as some I've heard about. So
right, well, most of them are $3,000 and up.
But yeah.
There's another option. There's a product called Bakerstone, and you can find it in Home Depot. I know Amazon has it, and they're under $200. And this goes on top of a gas grill. It's like a box lined with pizza stones in top and bottom, and it goes on top of a gas grill. You heat it up, and you can make really good Neapolitan style pizzas in there. Shockingly good.
Wow, and it's called Bakerstone.
Yeah, and actually, I'm getting ready to add it to the list. I forgot it when I put together this list.
Oh, well, this is a great list. This will inspire you for the people that love to grill, to barbecue, to smoke. And you can find it at Meathead's website, which is AmazingRibs.com. It's the Gold Medal Gift Guide 2nd Annual. Meathead, thank you so much for these tips. These are great. There's a lot of things I'm interested in from this list. And I appreciate you're giving us all these great tips for the holidays.
Amy, thanks so much for having me on, and have a happy holiday. Enjoy all the cooking and eating yet ahead.
Stick around for another helping from Amy's Table on Q102. Q! It's Amy's Table with Amy Tolman, yeah. Q102.